KD Country 94 weather.
Mow like a pro with Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service-friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From their heavy-duty frame to their welded steel deck to their trademark smooth-track steering, Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Come into Jewel Implement to see the Hustler difference for yourself today. Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas. Call 785-428-3261 or find us on the web at jewelimplement.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 86. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call. We're all pest control.
We're all pest control with offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
AGCO in Beloit and Cocker City is growing. Come join our winning team and build top-of-the-line products including Fendt and Massey Ferguson planters and sunflower tillage and drills. Multiple full-time positions available for first shift, including fabrication, weld, assembly, and material handling. No weekends required. AGCO offers a $2,500 sign-on bonus for welders and a $1,000 sign-on bonus for all other employees. We provide excellent wages, paid time off, 401k with company match, and more. New hires qualify for pay advances during the first 30, 60, 90 days. Looking for a new start with a great company? Apply at careers.agcocorp.com. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Scammers can target victims through any device connected to the internet, and your TV is no exception. The Better Business Bureau, the BBB, scam tracker has seen many reports about scammers catching people off guard with pop-ups on their smart TVs. Their objective is to steal your personal information and your money. How does a scam work? You open a familiar streaming device on your smart TV. However, you can't log in. Instead, a pop-up appears telling you there's a problem with your device or your streaming subscription. You need to call a phone number or visit a website to fix it. Don't fall for it. If you call the number, scammers pretend to be customer service representatives. They will insist you pay an activation fee or allow them remote access to your smart TV. If you pay the fee, these con artists will get your credit or debit card number. If you give them access to your device or click on a link they provide, the scammers may install malware on your TV and use it to gain access to sensitive personal information. Sometimes scammers ask you to fix the issue by paying them in gift cards. One consumer reported that after calling a number that appeared in a pop-up on their smart TV, a scammer instructed them to purchase three $100 Xbox gift cards to add anti-hacking protection to their account. After buying the gift cards and contacting the number again, it became clear they were dealing with scammers. So, how to avoid smart TV scams? Double-check any fees you have to pay. If scammers ask you to pay an activation fee, antivirus protection fee, or any other kind of fee, research beforehand. For example, scammers claim you must pay an activation fee to use your Roku. However, a quick online search reveals that Roku never charges activation or registration fees. Don't fall for fake websites. Scammers love to create imitation websites using URLs that are just a letter or two off. Fake websites are a threat even on smart TVs, so double-check the URL. Another way to protect yourself is to avoid clicking on links and pop-ups and instead type web URLs directly into your browser. Check before you call. If a customer service phone number appears in a pop-up, double-check it before you call. Contact the streaming service or TV manufacturer's website to find their customer support number. Never let anyone control your device remotely. Scammers usually ask for remote computer access, but could also request access to your smart TV. Don't ever give control of your device to a stranger. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. We do want to pass this along to you that lost are 7 head of Angus steers. One is a white face steer. They're 600 weight. Have orange ear tags, have elder on those tags, and those head of steers have been lost 10 miles south of Beloit. So if you happen to come across those lost cattle, contact Lee by calling 738-8363. Don't forget the 12th Annual 8-Man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally is this Friday, June the 9th at 4 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. And you get to meet and greet the 8-Man All-Stars, the best 8-Man players in the state of Kansas, and enjoy some high-quality entertainment. That'll be this Friday at 4 o'clock at Chautauqua Park. Make sure to attend an awesome truck and tractor pull presented by Nebraska Bush Pullers this Friday, June 9th, located 3.5 miles east of Beloit on Jasmine Trail. Turn at the John Deere implement or Carrico implement. Head east or search Nebraska Bush Pullers on Facebook. Gates open at 6. Truck and tractor pull begins at 7. And the second Saturday in Downs is taking place from 10 to 5 this Saturday. In addition to spending the day shopping and enjoying the community, the Downs Chamber is giving away $100 on those Saturdays, including this Saturday. 4 winners will each receive $25 in Downs dollars. You can only sign up at Chamber businesses on that Saturday for a chance to win. Follow the Chamber's Facebook page for more information, or more information about the Chamber is also available at their website, downschamber.com. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in north central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Stolen ahead on Forsley without the stick. Now he picks up the new one from the bench. And joins the play with Stevenson. Here's Stone with that new stick. Throws it across. Scores!
The Golden Knights went on to win 7-2 in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. 8-Man All-Star Games coming up on Saturday. Kansas City Royals opened out a 3-game series with the Marlins in Miami on Monday. The Women's College World Series National Championship is set, and Wichita State has a new baseball coach. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 38th Annual 8-Man All-Star Games this Saturday at Trojan Field in Beloit. Multiple area athletes will be playing in the Division II game, including Connor Scherr of Osborne, Luke Bates and Cooper Germark of St. John's Tipton, and Kale Marcus of Pike Valley on the East squad, along with Dylan and Dalton Bice and Caleb Wagenblast of Thunder Ridge on the West team. We have audio profiles for all of those local athletes posted at 8manallstars.com. Players will be arriving in Beloit today for the event, and we'll have continuing coverage throughout the week heading into Saturday's games.
And now Prado hits it deep to right field. He is 2 for 2, and that one ends up in the upper deck.
Royals took a 3-0 lead as that Prado home run was part of a 4-0 start through the first 3 innings, but the Marlins scored 2 in the bottom of the third, another 4 in the fourth to take a 6-4 lead on their way to a 9-6 win in game 1 of a 3-game set in Miami. Marlins scored 1 in the fifth, another 2 in the sixth to go up 9-4 before the Royals tacked on runs in each of the eighth and ninth. After Carlos Hernandez opened the game with 2 scoreless innings, Mike Myers gave up 7 runs with 6 earned on 9 hits in 3 innings, dropping to 1-1 in the loss. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on what went wrong for Myers.
Well, I mean, they squared him up pretty good. You know, I mean, he didn't back down. He was throwing a lot of strikes, just struggled to get swing and miss. And, you know, I didn't go back and look at the locations, but I'm assuming, you know, some of those were in the big part of the plate and they hit the ball hard. You got to tip your cap to them.
Royals are now 18-42, while the Marlins improved to 33-28. The two teams meet again tonight at 5:40 in Miami. In college sports, the Oklahoma softball team won their 51st consecutive game Monday, beating Stanford 4-2 to advance to the College World Series Championship Series in Oklahoma City. Their opponent will be Florida State, who advanced in Bracket 2 with a 5-1 win over Tennessee on Monday. Best-of-three championship series will start on Wednesday night in OKC. On the baseball diamond, Wichita State has officially hired their next coach. Washington State coach Brian Green has been tabbed as the 5th head coach of the modern era of Shocker baseball. Green turned around his alma mater, New Mexico State, leading them to a 40-22 record in 2020. 2018. He later moved to Washington State, where he went 91-79 in four seasons in Pullman. In nine seasons overall, Green has a 249-201-1 record and has led his teams to the NCAA regional seven times. He said in a statement, quote, "What a monumental opportunity to lead Shocker baseball. Since learning of the opportunity in recent days, we haven't slept, and we're excited to join Shocker Nation. We're blessed to lead one of the most storied traditions in college baseball. Sharing the same dugout Gene Stephenson built is an honor of all honors," unquote. Green will be officially introduced as the Shocker's next baseball coach at a press conference Wednesday afternoon at X Stadium. Finally, in sports, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Vegas Golden Knights had a 4-0 lead by the midway point of the second period over the Florida Panthers on their way to a 7-2 win in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Vegas on Monday night. The Golden Knights are now up 2-0 in the series. They head to Florida for Game 3 on Thursday night. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.